The U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee claims that Mohammed Abu Shawish illegally helped at least 24 people from the country of Jordan obtain U.S. visas last year. At the time, Abu Shawish headed Milwaukee's Arabian Fest, and the government says he was illegally charging the visa applicants up to $10,000 to come to the festival to work. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic.
What the criminal complaint alleges is that at least a dozen of these people came in, didn't work at Arab Fest, and now can't be located.
Biskupic says the State Department asked the Justice Department and the Milwaukee office of the FBI to get involved in this case. FBI Special Agent in Charge David Mitchell says his agency is trying to find the missing foreign nationals.
First of all, we have no indication that any of these individuals that are here in the United States on fraudulent visas are engaged in any type of terrorism. We will continue our investigation, working with the State Department to locate all of these individuals and take it one step at a time.
Mohammed Abu Shawish also faces charges that he fraudulently used federal block grant funds administered by the city of Milwaukee. An attorney active in Milwaukee's Arab community says Abu Shawish enjoys a presumption of innocence until proven guilty. Abu Shawish is not connected with the current Arabian Festival in Milwaukee, which is now named Arab World Fest. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.